What's going on, family? Ashe. Oh man, I missed saying those words, talking to some of my peoples on here. Really glad to be back. I know it's been a while since we've created any type of episodes, any type of content for the page or the podcast. As you know, I don't force this work. I don't come on here just to talk, just to get engagement, just to send information out into the airwaves when I don't feel the need or when I don't feel called to it. And, the last year and a half, 2 years, where we've been a little bit spotty with our introduction of new information, it hasn't been for lack of desire to come on and speak to you guys, but it's really been more so from a place of evolution, of growth, of developing ideas fully. I'm a huge proponent of really living what it is that you recommend to people and really trying these things and developing your own systems with it. So that's really what it's been. It's been a period of growth and development that has really spurred kind of a lot of different ideas and a lot of different kind of segues into other information that just, you know, there's so much information out there. Just to do the research itself takes time and to apply it and kind of really get a feel for it before coming out and speaking to the world. That takes time. And I don't like to give anything that hasn't been vetted, that hasn't been kind of processed, that hasn't been, in some way by myself, tried out before I come out here and speak about that, to anybody. So thank you so much for all of those that still listen to the podcast. I know the engagement is still there. I think on an average basis, we get anywhere from 10 to 15 listeners a day, which may not seem like a lot to everybody. But I mean, for a project that hasn't been touched for a good part of a year and a half, 2 years, for that to still be there and still be growing and still having, feedback being sent my way from people that listen, it's amazing. So just wanted to kind of get that out of the way, say thank you so much to everybody who's been supporting. Moving forward, obviously I'm going to be a lot more active. I'm going to answer a lot more people that do reply. So feel free, if you have any questions on this episode or any of the past ones, feel free to just shoot me a message on Anchor. You can follow us on the Alchemy of Self on Instagram as well. We will definitely be sure to get back to you as soon as we get more information. We are 55 listens away from reaching 20,000 plays, which is incredible. It has been over a course of about 3 years, but still, I mean, 20,000 listens, if I could get my message in front of 20,000 people at any given time, that would be incredible. So just to know that the work has been spread like that across the world, amazing. So thanks again to all the supporters. Thanks again to everybody that's been sticking with us. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right in. This episode is going to be labeled the State of the Spirit Address. and just so you get a background of what it is and what kind of inspired my idea to get back on here and start with that is, I've been noticing a lot of people have been having a lot of trouble, particularly my spiritually inclined folk, have been having a lot of trouble really understanding how to navigate the world as it is today, the world as it was in 2018, 2019, compared to what it is today, it's not the same thing at all. Everything has changed. The world has gone much more digital. There's been mandates, there's been requirements, there's been stress, there's been psychological war being waged on a level that I've never seen it before. And it's been quite an experiment to just watch our fellow people, just react, watching different ways that people are reacting to this situation and all of the things that have come with it has been extremely, incredibly enlightening in terms of understanding how we must prepare for the future. Those of us who are not the type to immediately believe something because a mainstream narrative is being spun or because a politician comes on and speaks about it or because your favorite celebrity comes on and says something. And so, this is going to be an episode really focusing around what we can do to maintain our autonomy in a system that is striving to remove that from us at any given time, how to stay sane while doing it, and how to be sure you stay safe, because as you might have seen in your area or in your immediate circle, or perhaps, you know, social circles, this is something that is endangering the lives of a lot of people, not just from the COVID perspective, but from the perspective of you can no longer think for yourself because you're now a bad guy. If you apparently have questions about certain things, or if you don't feel like certain things warrant you immediately buying into them. And so for me, as someone who's, you know, spiritually inclined, I always sit and look at the bigger picture of things. I look at not just what the immediate requirements that are being asked of me are, but also what the implications of those things are long term, right? Any baby, any child being born in this pandemic is going to have some sort of PTSD that they're going to be dealing with for a while. Even adults, you know, ourselves, we may not be weary of it, but we're going to be dealing, and we probably already are, many of us are probably already dealing with a healthy level of PTSD, an unhealthy level of PTSD due to the, you know, requirements and what's been asked of us the last couple of months. You could even say the last year and a half or so. And so one of the most important things that we need to do is, and I know this is crazy, but you may have noticed on our social media, is now's not a time to be drawing attention to yourself as a rebel or a dissenter of the public opinion or the public standard for what everybody should be thinking. I'm not saying don't go out and fight, but I'm saying you need to guard your energy and wait to fight the fight where it matters, right? I'm the type of person, I'll go on social media and I'll post something that I find extremely interesting spiritually, but I know will ruffle some people's feathers. Now, I'm not doing it with the purpose of ruffling feathers. I'm doing it with the purpose of bringing insight into kind of what's going on, into a different perspective, perhaps, and kind of bringing that to the table. But when it comes to this COVID situation, you need to understand that a lot of people are also operating from a level of fear. Fear is a very dangerous emotion because it's incredibly unpredictable, particularly when it's fear coming out of someone feeling like they're backed up into a corner. And this pandemic has driven people to that extreme of fear, right? To where they completely forget everything that the government has done, completely forget everything that Big Pharma has done, completely forget everything that these government officials have done. And now see them as these heroes who kind of saved the day, and they're looking to them to tell them, like, hey, what do I need to do? You know, what do I need to do? Please tell me, you know, how I can get out of this, how I can avoid being sick, how I can avoid. And so essentially, you know, they're operating from fear. You don't know the unpredictable level of their behavior, what it will be. And so if you can refrain from social media, from going on and bashing people, you know, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm not saying that us spiritual folks are bashing people. But at this point, just putting up memes may seem like assault to some of these people. Right now, the last thing that I would ever say, and excuse me, I just lit up. That's why you guys are hearing me inhale. But the last thing I would ever tell you to say is refrain from being yourself. Refrain from doing what you feel you need to do. But I also do caution you that, you know, the best way to fight a war isn't to just come out in the open, wave a flag and say, hey, here I am, listen to me. Sometimes the better way is to lead by example, to be more intellectual about the way we share our points. I love memes. I think memes have changed the world in terms of the way that that information and disinformation is kind of spread. But at the same time, there are more classy and more powerful ways of putting your point across rather than a five-word meme with a clever picture, you know, or like a relatable meme with a clever picture. You know, I get it. But there are more sophisticated ways, and we're not dealing with unsophisticated stuff, right? We're dealing with sophisticated information. We're dealing with high-level chemistry, high-level physics, high-level spiritualism. You know, things that you don't just kind of hear anybody say, things that you have to research to really understand. And so coming from that same point, we should also be handling ourselves in a way that's becoming of people that are really seeking truth. You know, we're not seeking to be right, and that's the point. We're not seeking to be right. I wish I was wrong about everything. I wish that we had a government that you could trust, and I wish that Big Pharma really was in the best interest of humankind, and they were doing all these things to really develop things to save people and not just make millions and millions of dollars. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in, and so we have to act accordingly. And so the state of the spirit, in my view, and in kind of from my conversations with a lot of the people that I respect in this sphere, we need to be doing more of the integral work, of the internal work, of the important stuff, continuing to do our fasting, continuing to do our prayer, continuing to do our rituals, continuing to do our inner work, continuing to remain, rooted within ourselves, looking for the opportunities within this, right? This is very auspicious time in human history. Things are starting to get better from the pandemic. Cryptocurrency is this brand new thing everybody's talking about. This is a new age that's being developed right in front of our eyes. And it's a good time for you to look and find your space, right? Things are getting shook up. Things are getting dislodged. Whole industries that used to dominate sectors are now completely irrelevant. You have new industries popping up. You have all of these things that are just really new. They're something that's creating waves that were never here. And you have to ride the proverbial wave, not to be corny with it, but you have to be able and willing to look at what the world is. And again, spirituality is not just running from the world and turning into, a cocoon. There's a time for that, yes, but that's not the end all be all. You have to be aware that you are a proponent of the world, that you are an aspect of your ancestors, of your family, that you have things that you have to do. And that in this world, it should be your goal to achieve as much peace and prosperity as possible. It is your birthright to do that for yourself. Everybody has access to that if they do the correct things needed in their life to really get themselves to that point. Again, that's throwing a very broad brush over everybody's circumstances. Nobody said it's easy, but everybody can do it. The work varies between people. Some people are born with it. Others need to work extremely hard for it. But the point being is that your spiritual progress is just as important in terms of how your life looks and feels as much as it is how you internally feel and how you internally strive. And you should aim to be able to bring your ancestry and your lineage forward with your life. You should be remembered as an ancestor who was great, who made, changes, whether it be monetarily or in the system of how you led yourself day to day, just being a beacon for your family. There's many different ways to represent that. But the end point being with that is you should be striving during this time that's so much change. There's so much is how am I going to look back at this point of my life? And what did I do during this period where everybody was losing their minds, where everything was turned upside down? Where did I find my anchor? What did I do to really get myself where I needed to be during this time, to get my family in the best position that they could be during this time, to get my friends, I always tell people, and again, this is just my view. You don't have to follow everything that I believe, but you have to be skeptical even of friends, right? And it's not having this paranoia of friends, but you have to understand that at any given time in a very crazy, crazy situation, people are going to do what's best for them. And that's something that you should expect. That's something that if you love your friends, you should expect them to do. So you shouldn't have this unfair burden put on them. Like when people talk about loyalty, to me, you need to be, if you're not loyal to yourself first, you're never going to be able to be loyal to me. And loyalty to yourself is before anything, because if you cannot do for yourself, you cannot do for others. So even the thought of charity before you are charitable, you have to be in a position that you can be charitable, right? Even if it's extreme charity, like, you know, you giving somebody your last loaf of bread, you needed to have that loaf of bread to begin with, and you needed to have done something to achieve, even if it's that minimum, you know, that loaf of bread with some water. Like, you needed to have gotten that. So that all of that was earned, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean is, how are you earning your spiritual degrees during this time? Are you just sitting here running from the world, meditating every single day? Which, listen, I respect that if you do. But there is a certain point where you get to asking the question of, am I doing this because I'm trying to progress spiritually, or am I running from the world around me? And can I progress spiritually without living the lessons in front of me? Especially during a time like this. I believe that chaos and crisis, not that we want it to be here, but when it is here, it is a great opportunity for us to make strides in our spiritual progress, because we can truly see ourselves through this mirror, through our own eyes without the mirror of society, you know, which is, you know, all is fine and dandy, you know, clean cut grass, mailman delivering your mail, you know, basic things like that. It's like, you know, pandemic happens, there's a shutdown, and all of a sudden people are afraid to be near each other. The mailman won't even come close to you, you know. So there is a call right now for spiritual people to find their anchor, find their ground, and to develop certain aspects of themselves that they have not been, you know, developing in the past. And use this as your hero's journey. This is another chapter in your hero's journey. And remember, whenever you read stories about the hero gets better with every obstacle that they overcome. You know, the hero, the heroine, they get better with every aspect of chaos or you know, or a problem that comes up that they overcome. And you need to look at your life and analyze where those aspects of that hero or heroine are and how you can access them through these chaotic times and really be able to resolve, come up with solutions, you know. I know it's not easy, especially when people are living with, you know, with mental health issues, you know, depression, things like that, to get up and find the energy to say, hey, I'm going to do this. But then that's where you start, you know, get the help. If you feel like you are depressed and you consistently cannot get things off the ground, or you can't consistently keep up with things, or you don't have the energy, and fasting and meditation and prayer isn't enough, then you do need that aspect of mental health. It's just as important during these times. It's not a sign of weakness to go and seek help. I would say be weary and definitely seek help from people that understand you. See if you can find therapists that are more holistic. You know, now you have all of this online thing. You don't need to be going to your local therapist, you know, a couple blocks from your house. You can do online therapy. You can have therapists that you talk to from the comfort of your home, or if you don't feel comfortable doing it in your home, do it in your car, do it wherever you're alone. But there's options out here for you to connect with people that are going to understand you, that you're not going to feel being judged by because of their profession, right? Remember, I studied psychology in college. I understand that there's a huge disconnect between spirituality and psychology. But I think that if there is one science that is closer to being kind of there with it, I think it's psychology. Most psychologists, you know, that are spiritually inclined, they're going to be able to find methods that won't interfere with your spiritual practice and will still help you get to where you need to be. So that's my suggestion, right? Anybody that's feeling super overwhelmed, like they feel like, nope, I can't even do this. Everything you just said, I can't even bear to think about it. Get some help. Do it for yourself. Like I said, you need to be in a place where you can give. So this is the time to really be, you know, the state of the spirit. That's what it is. It's the time for you to take care of yourself, to patch yourself up. We don't know what battle is going to come up next. We don't know how this is going to turn out. We don't know what's going to happen in the next coming, you know, year or two. So we need to tend to our wounds. We need to put back our armor, and we need to be prepared for the next chapter, right? It's an everyday struggle. It's an everyday thing. And if we're not taking care of ourselves on a daily basis, then that all stacks up and it's just going to become more difficult. It's going to become more problematic, right? One of the easiest ways, you know, that you could kind of get anchored real quick is force yourself to start a spiritual ritual every week, whether it be on Sunday, on Saturday, whatever day you were born on of the week, right? Like, get yourself to do a ritual. I don't care what that is. Even if it's that you wake up, you know, you anoint yourself, you cleanse your room, you cleanse the where you lay. You know, you take a shower and you make sure that the shower is really, really about you. Put some essential oils in the bath, whatever. Any ritual, make sure that that ritual, whether it be for 20 minutes to an hour to 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever you're going to do, make sure that you are completely involved in that ritual. That you're truly feeling as connected as possible that you can with that source that sustains you day in and day out. That you're grateful, that you're thankful, that you're loving, that you're expressing all these emotions that you have, whatever it is. But let all of that out into that day, into that ritual on a weekly basis. Do that fast, right? All of these things will help you establish a deeper connection with life and with the world around you and with your creator. And you'll see that it does change the kind of perspective that you take every day with. You do start looking at things differently, and you do get energy. You do get this feeling that you're not alone, despite whatever your circumstances may be. And so, you know, that's another thing that I urge, you know, in the state of the spirit, establish your rituals, man. This is the time. This is the time where rituals are necessary. Right? Remember, when you study human history, why was it that in the worst of times was when humans relied on trying to appease the gods? I'm not saying appease the gods. I'm saying connect back with your creator. I'm saying look at things right now and realize that there is a need to put this energy out there. There is a need to kind of match whatever negativity is out here with our own version of positivity. You know what I'm saying? And it's not positivity. It's not like fake positivity. It's really connecting with the positive aspects of the world right now because it's very much needed, right? Everything in the news is negative nowadays. Everything that you hear from people is negative nowadays. It's all about, oh, bad news this. Oh, stocks might plunge in the next coming months. Oh, you know, you have a new strand of this, of virus coming out. Oh, Pfizer now wants everybody to take pills. Everything is negative. You need to connect with the positives. And the best way to connect with the positives is to make rituals strictly focused on the positive aspects of your life. On expanding that positivity, on fleshing it out, right? Remember what I've said in many episodes, imagination is just as important as logic, as your other aspects of your mind are. And imagination and magic come hand in hand. It says it in there. It says it in there. I mean, I'm not making this up. It literally has magic. Imagination has magic basically inscribed in the middle of the word. So understand that, you know, the more that you can focus these creative juices into your rituals, into these aspects, and the more you do it, the more you create a habit of it, to the point where you wake up, you don't even do nothing else but anoint yourself, cleanse yourself real quick, give thanks. That's right there, power, right? That's the power that we're trying to strive to get to the point where these things are automatic. Where and it's not automatic as in like we do them mindlessly, but we can't get our day going without them type of thing, right? That's the type of power level that we want to get to. So again, you know, very important for those that are feeling unbalanced to start connecting back in with those, you know, those aspects that we can bring. It's not enough to just have the spirituality here in our forehead and in our brain and our mind. We have to have it in everything that we do. It has to be imbued in everything that we do. Doesn't mean go talk to your neighbor every 2 hours about spirituality, but you know, when you do certain things, do that. When you are about to eat, bless your food, right? Give thanks, be thankful throughout the day. Whenever you smile or you laugh, like, be grateful that you're having these emotions, because there are going to be times in your life where you might not have them, and you're only going to have those memories of when you did and those actions that you did when you did have those moments. That's going to carry you a long way. So like I said, you know, that's kind of the state of the spirit as I see it. I think we have a lot more to flesh out, and I will be doing so in the next coming weeks. You know, one of the things that I definitely want to talk a little bit more about is going to be kind of the aspects of healing through prayer, through visualization, through, you know, kind of giving people more exercises than we already have, that they could use, just to show, you know, all the variety that can be done in terms of finding your own way, whether that be through music, through art, meditation, prayer, yoga, you know, whatever. There's so many venues that you can expand your spirituality through, right? Martial arts. A lot of people have heard me say this, but if you haven't, martial arts is a way. Yes, it could be something that you may consider violent, but martial arts is actually very much centered in yourself and protection of yourself. It is one of the major instincts of all human drives, which is self-protection. Some people don't realize that the confidence that they're lacking really is for the fact that they have a fear that they don't feel safe in the world. And this martial arts can help people that require surviving trauma. That have survived trauma and require help overcoming the trauma of being abused or being neglected or, you know, many different things. So again, you know, in the coming weeks, I'm going to try to flesh out as much as I can, you know, in terms of practical things that we can imbue with spirituality, that we can try to be kind of, you know, as constant with this in our mind as we can throughout the day. And, you know, yeah, I'll try to come up with that. I'm also going to have some kind of collections of pictures on the Instagram. So if you can go ahead and follow us at The Alchemy of Self on Instagram, that would be great. We are going to be putting up kind of these shorter, more descriptive little posts that, you know, will guide you. So for example, we might put up something of like, hey, guided meditation that you could do to try to focus on this, healing for this. You know, just things that I think will be useful for people to be able to use on a daily basis when, you know, hey, I'm in the middle of the day. Where can I meditate? How can I meditate real quick for 15 minutes? What's the best way to sit down and meditate for 20 minutes of the day? You know, things like that. So keep on the lookout for that. Again, family, it's a pleasure always connecting through here, being able to kind of put out my my beliefs and my understandings and having people connect with them. So definitely relay any feedback that you have. Send it my way on Instagram through the actual Anchor episode itself. And I'll definitely be sure to try to follow up as soon as I can. Once again, I appreciate all my supporters, all of those that send out money every month, to support the podcast. Like I said, I know that I haven't been, you know, as active, but I will be, like I said, much more active and releasing information. I have a couple of guests that are coming as well, that I think you guys are going to like. So once again, follow us at The Alchemy of Self. It's been a pleasure, family. Thank you so much for connecting. Ashe, peace, love. What's going on, family? It's been a while since I came back on and talked some realness with y'all. I appreciate everybody who's been listening. I appreciate everybody who's given ratings. I appreciate everybody who's sent me messages. You got to understand that everything I shared in this podcast was on my time, and it was never with an intended audience in mind. And I'm not one that's gonna ever speak when silence is needed for myself. Doesn't mean I abandoned those that were, you know, that followed my stuff and they felt like they needed a little bit more. But those who follow me know that I cannot speak on things unless I'm right. And this last year, a couple months, has been a trial and tribulation period that has really matured my methodology, I should say, of how to approach spirituality, right? First and foremost, I want to remind people I'm not a guru. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm not here to tell you what's going to work best for you. The entire purpose of this podcast, The Alchemy of Self, was to teach people that they have the power within themselves to connect with the truth, to connect with the source of power of everything, and to allow themselves to continue to live a world
but live a world a little bit better equipped. I have no desire of becoming famous. I have no desire of people looking at me like a guru, because I'll mention it again, I am not a guru. I'm someone who was lucky enough in their life to have an intervention show them that there is so much more than we believe or we are told. I could sit here and I could politicize. I could say audacious statements that would probably bring my podcast to greater heights. I could say so many things just to get more people to watch or listen. But that's not why this podcast was made in the first place. This podcast was made in the first place with the intention of always providing people with truth. The reason I have been AWOL for so long has been because the truth became a little bit obscured in the last 2 years after COVID. That does not mean that the truth changed, but my ability to gauge the truth changed. And I cannot come on here with the same confidence as I did before and tell you what the truth was, because I've matured. And I expect every single one of my listeners to have matured. And I expect all of us to be at a greater level of understanding than we were before. So the question remains, what is left now? What is left now is every single thing that we have been doing for ourselves. There are no gurus anymore. The gurus are dead. The teachers are dead. Anybody still out here preaching? They're dead. And I don't mean dead like physically dead, as you guys can obviously understand. I mean that lifeline that you used to get from that is dead. It's no longer. With the pause that they did in COVID, they created a brand new reality. I work in HR. You can feel that change on even a professional level. They give the fancy terms like, oh, it's a candidate market now. No, what it is people are sick and tired of living and bullshitting with the, you know what I'm saying? People don't care anymore about this shit. They want to live their lives. We have to realize that we create the future. Everything we give attention to. I'm not even going to say it, because I could sit here and talk about everything that's happened in the last couple of days. I really could. But what is that going to do? It's just another hot take. What is that doing? It's doing nothing. Why is it that they only give us things to come together when it's painful? Where's the joy? I haven't heard the word joy in over 5 years, actually. The focus is no longer on uncovering deep, dark secrets of society. My podcast has everything you need to understand about that shit. And I'm not saying I have the holy word. I'm saying it's a good fucking start. And you can hate me for it. You can say whatever the hell you want about the way I went about explaining things to people. There's a reason why I don't delete my episodes. I don't delete the episodes because at some point, that's where I was at, and this is where it is. And the thing is, if you stick around for the whole thing, you'll see the bigger picture. If you only come in for an episode or two, you might talk some shit about me, and that's fine. Kudos to you. What are you doing now? Sincerely, what are you doing? And that's the message of this episode today. what happened the last couple of months is unforgivable, but it's a result of demonic action. I want you to understand that. This was not somebody that went off on a whim or somebody with mental illness.
I'm always going to tell y'all, there is a world that you cannot see that exists parallel to this world. The ancients told us about this consistently. And this entire world, the way they program and package it, is to make us forget that fact. So, my past methodology was to shame, not in a bad way, but just really make it ridiculous so that you would understand how ridiculous it sounds. But I'm not going to do that anymore. This new season coming up, summer 2022, I'm releasing 15 episodes. 2 episodes per week all summer. Hold me to it. And it's going to be a conversation. Because I have nothing left to sit here and preach. Because I realize I'm not a preacher. But I am blessed with a perspective that gives light to things. And we are all blessed with different things. And if we all sat down and instead of following people, followed ourselves, we would be contributing every single thing that we were meant to contribute. But the whole system of following followers and leaders is some bullshit. Consider this a declaration of war. And it's a declaration of war against anybody who's bullshitting. It's a declaration of war against anybody who's trying to use spirituality just to get rich. It's a declaration of war of everybody who knows what they're doing is wrong. I'm coming for everybody. I'm coming for everybody. And that does not mean I'm going to hunt them. It's just the words and the truth is going to speak for themselves. So if you out here spreading misinformation, just know if I catch wind of it, I'm going to hold you to it. I want to know where you got your sources from. And I don't mean books. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean books. For too long, I preached and I did practice. But then I preached and I didn't practice. And my life felt the difference. And most people are not willing to accept that as you grow, you could be wrong. The whole purpose of growth is to look back at yourself and appreciate yourself for what you went through, but not to continue down the same pattern. We don't have to sit here anymore and pretend like we are what we are. The world is falling apart. The world now more than ever needs us to be the truest self we can ever be. And this new season coming up is going to be exactly that. And I may lose a bunch of followers and I may gain a bunch of followers, but it doesn't matter. The whole point is we either going to light this bitch on fire or we ourselves are going to burn in that same fire we didn't light when we knew we should have. Peace, blessings to everybody. Ashe. I'm at Huraiti. Make sure this weekend you don't go crazy. Remember the new moon is on Monday. So, do what you gotta do. I promise you, you're gonna be hearing from us. We've been alchemizing for a while. Much love.